Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Root Cause Radio. We are delighted and excited to have you joining us tonight. My name is Bella Marie, and it is both a pleasure and an honor to be sharing the secrets of optimal health. Root Cause Radio is sponsored by the American School of Symptometry, the only authorized teaching and training arm of Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics. For those of you who are new to Root Cause Therapeutics, please do visit our website, rootcauseradio.com, where you can learn more. Symptometry is an applied therapeutic science that eliminates the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. We do this through coaching services, dietary changes, and of course, the appropriate all-natural, scientifically supported health product. So we are excited to be able to share the information with you and to deliver on the topics that you request, actually. So you would want, Dave, our website, rootcauseradio.com, in your favorites, and you'd also want to make note of this number if you have a health concern of your own that you would like addressed or to get additional support with, right? Because the information we share on this podcast is here to help you. However, it does not take the place of speaking with the appropriate health professional. And so that phone number to Symptometry headquarters is 708-691-4977. Again, that number is 708-691-4977, extension 2, to set up a health consultation. But as long as you dial 708-691-4977, you will be connected with someone who can help you get your personal health consultation. And remember, at this time, there is still no charge for the 15-minute health consultation, so you'll want to take advantage of that if you're looking for support in overcoming a chronic health issue, an autoimmune disease, condition. They've also had great success with people coming for really otherwise fatal or terminal illnesses. But I think the important thing to remember is, as with any health condition and any form of therapy that you choose, is to take action as soon as possible instead of waiting till the very last minute. We're also excited to share that with our partnership at the American School of Symptometry, we do in fact have some e-courses available, many of them at no cost to you, that you can take advantage of through our website, rootcauseradio.com, and then it'll give you the link. It'll actually give you the link that takes you to the other podcasts and classes. Some of them that we have are, I know, Introduction to Root Cause Therapeutics, The Downside of Nutrition is very popular. Dr. Narthe actually has a book by the same name. And we also, of course, have some slightly more advanced courses as well, right? The Not-So-Sweet Truth About Sugar and Our Health, which dives into the 163 different conditions that either develop or are worsened when our body's glucose conversion mechanism breaks down and we are not able to process the sugar that we are consuming correctly. So very, very exciting times, very, very exciting stuff online at rootcauseradio.com. And that's especially important to us because we know many of the people who tune in are either family caregivers or working professionals, right? So no matter which category you fall into, time is an even more precious resource for you. So we're excited to have those tools and resources available online for you. And for all of our new listeners on the line who are joining us just now, that website, again, is rootcauseradio.com. Again, www.rootcauseradio.com. And at rootcauseradio.com, you will also find the information for our health coaches and our symptometrists. Again, that number is 708-691-4977. The information we share on this podcast is to support our community and help you live your best possible life. It does not, however, take the place of a health consultation with a qualified health professional who is knowledgeable about your health concerns and can help you resolve them in the most expeditious manner. So again, if you're interested in Root Cause Therapeutics, you can reach Symptometry Headquarters at 708-691-4977. That's 708-691-4977. We are very excited for tonight's podcast and for the information that we have to share with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want to grab some pen and paper if you have it nearby because of the amount of information we have to share and our guest tonight. This will be a slightly more extended podcast, okay? So we are, of course, tackling the role of energy and nurturing in overcoming disease, the role of energy and nurturing in overcoming disease. If this is your first time with us, sometimes on these longer podcasts, we do have a chance to take questions, but if we don't, for any reason, again, the phone number is 708-691-4977 so that you can get your personal health questions answered, your personal concerns addressed, and we also have resources and support available that way as well. In terms of tonight's topic, as we dive in, I do want to have a few setup questions for you to think through, even about your own health and your own energy, right? As well as some of the concerns that you have. Are you noticing yourself be a little bit more short-tempered or snappish with people, even if you've eaten, right? Is it harder for you, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's do it that way, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say that your patience is on most? One being that you would rather not be around people and you have no patience for people at all. Two would be that you have, and then on the other end of the scale, 10 would be that everyone describes you as patient and nurturing and loving, and you have, you know, you just make time for everyone who comes your way. Now, you know, wherever you fall, it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but it is something you want to make note of and be mindful of as well, okay? Because that will influence your ability to not only help others, but actually to even help yourself. You also want to pay attention to, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you sleeping through the night, right? What have you noticed about your ability to sleep through the night and the quality of sleep that you're getting as well, okay? For that question, one, again, is that you are either not able to sleep at night or you're waking up constantly, so you're not sleeping through the night. And 10 would be you sleep like a baby, right, each night in terms of being able to sleep through the night, waking up well-rested and full of energy with sharp focus, right? And that would be a number 10. And I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, and after just describing what a number 10 is, I want to get to that state myself. So I'm excited for the tools and the resources that we have available. But all of these things, all of these details affect our ability to take care of ourselves, to practice nurturing, to have that energy and focus as we move forward and move through, right? As we move forward and move through. Now, just a few pointers too, as we have our guest or get our guest ready to come on, is the fact that through them, right? As you think through them for your own family or for your own personal well-being, you're also going to want to keep in mind that the people that you are running into throughout the day are not necessarily operating on a level 10 either, right? So that helps us have a little bit more patience in terms of the people we encounter along with what what they present us with energy-wise. This is also critically important in terms of us having, especially those of us who are caregivers, this is especially important for us in supporting the individuals who count on us as well, right? Let's just start with insomnia really quickly. Each night, according to our U.S. statistics, right, here in the U.S., millions of people not only struggle to fall asleep, but to stay asleep as well, right? About 30 to 35% of people have brief symptoms of insomnia. So that would mean being about 3 out of 10 people that you know, maybe your Facebook friends, maybe your coworkers, however, have brief experiences with insomnia where they're experiencing fatigue, the inability to focus or concentrate, mood disturbance, daytime sleepiness, low motivation or energy, increased errors or accidents, right, all connected with the inability to sleep through the night, right, inability to sleep through the night or to wake up rested after sleeping through the night. So this is all important information for you to keep in mind for yourself and your family in terms of patterns, and especially if you notice short-temperedness or higher irritability in that regard. The good thing that we can share about this, however, is that we have the food and the resources highlighted in the downside of nutrition and what to consume that help us overcome these challenges and these patterns, right? So if you don't have either of those resources already, that is the downside of nutrition, part one, available on Amazon.com and most likely your local bookstore as well. But I know it's there in the third edition of the book, and it does have a white cover, okay? A white cover with like an orange band across the top. It is the downside of nutrition, part one. And there's also the book, What to Consume, both of those by Dr. Maxwell Narte. Both of those by Dr. Maxwell Narte. And we have excellent resources in that regard. We do have excellent resources in that regard. And ladies and gentlemen, we will still deliver an amazing show for you tonight, but it seems like our guest is having some technical difficulties in terms of hopping on. So for that, I do apologize. We're still trying to get them on. If you have any questions from the audience, go ahead and press 1. We'd love to interact with you, take your questions or even your comments and your testimonies live on air. However, we will go ahead and continue on with the information that we have available, so that those of you who are just here to take notes and learn more about tonight's topic are still able to do that, okay? Those of you who are here for that are still able to do that. I will go ahead and mention as well at this time that with this topic about energy, right, focus and nurturing, you are going to want to keep in mind and take advantage of those e-courses at the American School of Symptometry, specifically because there are new programs and new tools available, right? New programs and new tools available. So, again, that website is rootcauseradio.com. We do have a question that came in from the chat, so thank you for submitting that. Jessica of Ohio. Thank you for submitting that, Jessica of Ohio. We'll go ahead and get your question asked and answered on air in just a moment. We also have, for our listeners in terms of the resources, are the power of nurturing tools and best practices in terms of keeping you centered and helping you get back to your best state, okay? So in the book, The Downside of Nutrition, and also in the book, What to Consume, actually Dr. Narte mentions the tools and resources that actually help boost our neurotransmitter production and the life of our neurochemicals so that we are able to be more pleasant, more present, more focused in our day-to-day interactions, as well as more nurturing, right? So the full list, I'm not going to read the book to you, of course. The full list is available in either of those books. I do want to highlight an important difference for our listeners. GLAM, goats that are available that help because they have the raw materials that our liver uses in terms of converting the raw materials to what we need for neurotransmitters, right? Phenylalanine is a big one for us. However, for the vegetarians and vegans who are listening in on the line with us, you'll be happy to know that navy beans, the small navy beans, are actually a great source of phenylalanine as well, and some of those other raw ingredients or raw materials that our cells would use. Unfortunately, the resources available in our plant-based sources are not as high as those that come from lamb and some of the other red meat sources. However, it is good to know, right? It is good to know that that is quick note for those who may be overcoming kidney challenges, whether you have a kidney cyst, a decreased kidney function, only one kidney or anything like that. Please keep in mind that if your kidneys are already impacted, eating high-protein foods, be it meat, be it beans, be it the protein shakes, consuming those high-protein sources will put even greater strain on your kidneys. So you would want to consume those things in moderation. Of course, you can work with a health coach or a licensed symptometrist to assist you more with that, ladies and gentlemen, if you or a loved one are affected by kidney challenges. But that is something that you would want to be mindful of and take advantage of, okay? Now, in terms of the best practices, in terms of nurturing and how this can actually help with the healing, let's dive into that in the time that we have left on our show today, ladies and gentlemen. You are going to want to note the best act of nurturing is simply being present mentally, emotionally, while we are. So verbally and non-verbally, we want to interact at the highest possible level. This would mean eye contact, right? Validating feelings instead of of being condescending, right? Physical affection and comfort when sought, right? It's also important to not impose physical affection and comfort, right? So paying attention to their body cues and so forth as well. For some people, a hug, you know, or a lasting embrace is welcome. And for others, it creates discomfort maybe because of their past experiences, right? So paying attention to things like that. Any opportunity that you can create to laugh or let loose, you know, dancing, playing games, is definitely welcome as well, as that increases the ability to bond. And when there are mental, emotional, or social challenges, right, mental, emotional, or social challenges, you would also want to have ask questions, listen to the responses, so that you can engage actually on that higher level with them. We are very excited to be sharing tools and resources in this regard with you today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, if you have a question or a comment, you can go ahead and push the number 1 so that you can go live and we can interact with you on the show or for the podcast in terms of answering your question or comment. Now, for the question for Jessica from Ohio, your question was, what are some of the best practices for helping someone with dementia, right? And I wanted to go through the list of nurturing items before answering your question, specifically because nurturing and the examples that I just mentioned are, it's actually the same, quite the same in terms of being present and avoiding being condescending, and it can be challenging, right? So if you're dealing with someone with dementia challenges, one of the things that you want to be mindful of is using the word remember, right? Like, remember, we talked about this already. Remember, you told me this already. Remember that time you went with cousin, auntie, so-and-so, right? Instead of, and when you say remember, it can kind of create a sense of shame if they don't remember, and they could fumble through or pretend they remember when they don't, which is even worse or more dangerous, especially if you're doing giving directions and so forth, right? So instead, you would want reminisce. So instead of saying, remember when we did this or that, you would actually want to talk through the memory with them. Be like, oh, I remember when ABC happened. That was such a fun time. You were so happy and joyful and, you know, whatever positive emotions that you can connect to that experience, you would definitely want to mention it at the time that you're bringing up the memory. And you would also want to give them something to look forward to, right? After you share the memory, you'd want to give them something to look forward to, like, hey, why don't we read together after dinner tonight? Or why don't we, you know, go painting this weekend, or whatever the case may be. So you share the positive emotions connected to the memory, and you also want to give them something to look forward to so they're not dwelling in that space in the event that they do not remember. Now, this is where I'm also going to bring up, Jessica, just the resources available from or through the Symptometry Health Center. If someone is already dealing with memory loss, dementia, poor focus, you would want to minimize the sources of citric acid, because citric acid does, the body recycles citric acid so well that The fact that it's used for flavoring and as a preservative in so many of our foods and beverages actually makes it a health disruptor, right? Causing more breakdowns. And it actually builds up, right? Causing interruptions in our nerve synapses for communication. So if someone's already experiencing dementia, we definitely want to limit the foods and items that are, you know, are going to encourage the breakdown of communication in our nervous system. But we're also going to want to address the plaque buildup as well. And while there are foods and dietary items that can help reduce or slow down the buildup of plaque, plaque is actually a natural byproduct of us being alive, right? It's a waste product from our cellular processes. So whatever we do in reducing the food intake or trying to manage our plaque creation and buildup through our food, we still need to actually remove the plaque from the system. So if someone, a lot of times if someone has plaque buildup in their arteries, right, medical community will end up recommending a bypass surgery, right, coronary bypass surgery or angioplasty or something similar to, or maybe put in a stent, right, something to to allow for more blood flow to correct the issue. That is challenging when the issue is in with is dealing with plaque buildup in the blood vessels in the brain, right, which influence and aggravate dementia, as well as when there's plaque buildup in the carotid arteries, right, those main large vessels that get our blood flow, our oxygen, up to our brain, as well as removing the debris from the debris from the brain. So that is when, for plaque removal specifically, that is when you would want to have the conversation with a licensed symptometrist. Again, I know there's like endovascular therapy now, Jessica, which would, again, that's surgical intervention, and that's specifically for the carotid arteries and I think some of the other major arteries that may be blocked by plaque buildup. But if you have the time, and if you're just noticing like the early symptoms or they're in the early stages of dementia and things like that, or even if they're in advanced Alzheimer's, it's still worth having the consultation with a symptometrist to take advantage of the full combination of all natural, scientifically supported ways we have to remove plaque without an invasive surgery or procedure of that sort, right? Because that is always an option. And if you are noticing dementia or things like that, still have the check on the heart health and things of that nature. I know that you'd probably want to get an imaging test done or something like that. CT scans will show usually a plaque buildup in the carotid artery if it is significant, you know, maybe over 50-60%. But you would want to talk with, you know, a member of the medical community in terms of getting the diagnostic test done and having the scan done so that you know really the severity of the problem and exactly what is triggering it, right? Because dementia can be triggered both by plaque buildup in the blood vessels in the brain as well as decreased oxygen flow to the brain from the plaque buildup in the arteries that supply oxygen and blood to the brain, right? So those carotid arteries. So kind of a detailed extended answer, but I do hope you got value from it, Ms. Jessica. Go ahead, drop a comment back in the notes if we're able to support you further with that. And again, you can also always dial 708-691-4977. Again, 708-691-4977. For that additional information, okay, or to have that health consultation. As we wrap up for today's show, right, as we wrap up today's podcast, I do just want to go ahead and highlight a few things since we were just talking specifically about dementia and the importance of getting oxygen to the brain, as well as the challenges that we'll notice without that as well. I do want to highlight that if you are finding yourself short-tempered or irritable, like inability, with the inability to nurture even yourself, then you do have the option, and it would be to your advantage, to take advantage of the iron inhibitors and women's health, especially if you're a woman, information from the Symptometry Health Center. I was really surprised to learn on my own, right, that women tend to suffer disproportionately from Alzheimer's disease, as well as, you know, the forgetfulness, the brain fog, etc., and that is connected back to so many of the products created for women do have aluminum, specifically aluminum hydroxide, and then also there are many women have complications from their monthly menses that also aggravate and make it more likely for them to experience Alzheimer's, other forms of dementia, and challenges with focus, right? Never mind the fact that women are typically the primary caregivers in families and things, so then you have the combined and added thing, heavy menses, prolonged menses, things of that nature. You also would want to take advantage of a personal health consultation just so you can minimize that impact on your mental health down the road. We did cover quite a few of the foods and things in that both decrease the body's ability to absorb iron and use iron as a raw material, and then therefore decrease our ability to circulate oxygen. We did cover that in a previous show, but I will highlight some of the major ones here, okay? So if you're taking pharmaceutical drugs, it's important to know that many of the pharmaceutical drugs do include man-made sulfur or aniline, as well as halogens, right? That would block the body's ability to absorb iron and therefore trigger not only anemia on the cellular level, but even aggravate any conditions of forgetfulness, irritability, and things of that nature if they are already present. Also, halogens are not just in pharmaceutical drugs, but insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, the things we use to address rodents. So that is significant information as well, specifically because halogens, if you're not buying organic foods, that means if you're in the grocery store, the fruits and vegetables that you're consuming are in fact, already peppered with the remnants of the pesticides and insecticides and things used to extend the shelf life for it to even get to us at the supermarket, right? So the solution there is to, one, wash your fruits before you consume them, preferably with salt water, and two, just consumable fruits, right? Papaya, pineapple, soursop, so you don't have to worry about that outer layer and what's still sticking and staying on the outer layer, okay? So just a few quick top ones there. Just a few quick top ones. I know sometimes fiber supplements also affect that. A lot of people take them for bowel regularity. However, they do typically prevent the adrenal cortex from using iron, zinc, and histidine to produce cortisol. Now, remember, cortisol is the body's natural pain and inflammation fighter. And in times of stress as well, that is activated. The cortisol production is activated as well. Things to keep in mind is that when the cortisol level is too low, then people with low cortisol will start experiencing inflammation. And it can be severe enough that the bromelain and the quercetin in pineapple would not even be able to reverse, right? And the source of constipation is the loss of elastin in the colon, as well as insufficient or inadequate electricity in the colon. So taking fiber supplements works as a temporary relief. However, it's not actually addressing the original source of the problem. And so now you have that plus the side effect, if you will, of it blocking the iron, zinc, and histidine absorption in the adrenal cortex to actually produce cortisol. So just a few things to be mindful of and switch out and take away. I know soursop, the fruit we just mentioned, is great. It's an excellent source of non-heme iron. So definitely get that when it is in season, as you can get it. Okra is another great source. And the benefit of okra, if you have sinus problems, is that it's an excellent source of mucin, which immobilizes the microbes, the germs, in the circulatory system so that I destroy them. We have, so many resources, and we thank you for listening and staying with us for today's podcast. We look forward to inviting our guests back on so that we can hear that interview. But we do thank all of you for staying with us through the show. I'm just doing one final check through the chat as well as on the phone line in case anyone commented or raised their hand. This podcast will be available at rootcauseradio.com. Again, rootcauseradio.com. We appreciate each and every one of you for staying with us. And as we end tonight's podcast, we're actually going to end with some of the fabulous testimonies that has been sent in. We appreciate each and every one of you for staying with us and look forward to having you join us next week on Root Cause Radio. Until then, stay well, and thanks for joining us.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the green.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into for my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that you will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help, and I hope you'll call symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.